You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Rush, your host, and this is episode number 164. So this is actually day three of a three-part series. So we're winding it up today on defeating the drama. So in the first in the series, I shared with you that on average, studies show us that you lose about 2.5 hours per week per employee to drama. So I walked you through a calculation. If you didn't listen to the episode, go back and listen or head to the show notes, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site. So that episode was episode 160. So that's where I shared the calculation to do to figure out, you know, really I'm trying to drive your pain there. How many dollars are you losing to just the hours invested in drama? And it really adds up quickly when we're talking 2.5 hours per week per employee, because then you have to multiply it times an hourly rate, whether they're salary or hourly. Then you have to add it times the number of employees and the number of weeks in a year. So it adds up quickly. In the next episode in the series, I talked about all the other costs, because truthfully, the lost hours are probably the least of it. There's a lot in addition that you're losing. So if you didn't catch that episode, make sure to go back and listen or check out the show notes at defeatthedrama.com. So for today, now that you're feeling super motivated to defeat your team drama, are you feeling lost? Like, where do I start? No worries. In this episode, I'm going to share the key causes of workplace drama that I've seen over and over and over in every industry. Businesses of any size and type, privately held, family owned, nonprofit, small to humongous, it doesn't matter. There's absolutely a pattern. The funny thing is, a lot of times leaders or business owners will share with me, well, here's why we're unique. And I always stop them. And I say, well, yes, you are unique. Absolutely. But gosh, people work here. There are just patterns to people. So regardless of industry, are there going to be some differences? Of course. But I really believe that the 7 key causes of workplace drama that I'm about to share with you are almost certainly something to look for in your business. So I've been helping leaders just like you defeat their drama for more than 15 years. And let me just say, in case you haven't heard me share this, I use the term drama very loosely, because to me, when it comes to business, drama is anything that shifts focus away from where it needs to be. You need a team laser focused on serving your customers, your clients, your patients, whatever you call them, to make your big, bold impact. So why have I made it my mission to help leaders defeat drama? Because passionate entrepreneurs, family businesses, nonprofits, people on mission to make an impact in the world have important work to do, and too often drama stands in the way. It zaps energy, shifts focus, and worse, costs way more than money. So what are these 7 key causes? 1, drama outside the workplace. In one of my books, I called these employees the Life is Hard sympathy card employees. They're constantly having mishaps, challenges, hoops to jump through. One thing after another is happening in their life outside of work. And then not only is that happening, but they tend to be the same employees who are constantly asking for accommodations for all the stuff happening outside of work. Now, life does happen. People do move through tough times, 100%. So this doesn't mean that you turn off your heart. It doesn't mean that you fail to accommodate in any way, shape, or form something that an employee is going through. However, there do need to be limits. And even when someone's going through a tough time, you can make maybe some business shifts. But if on top of that, they're creating drama in your business by bringing all that stuff in, I mean, how many people are they pulling aside and using as a shoulder to cry on at work? Again, it can happen some, but if it's happening too much, you're hitting more than that 2.5 hours per week, especially if they're the person who, you know, could maybe work on their choices. At a minimum, you want to pay attention to the person. Like if they're commandeering 3 or 4 fellow employees in a hallway to talk about what's going on, that's a lot of dollars going out the door. So again, compassion, yes. Empathy, absolutely. Steering them towards resources, if that's possible, yes. But do consider how much time employees are taking away from your business objectives by bringing outside stuff into work. The next key cause I've seen time and time again, process problems. Here's the thing, I don't know what it is about us humans, but when things are going awry at work, we have a tendency to blame other people rather than processes. So you can have a failing process, a hiccup, a challenge that people are having to overcome ongoing, day to day, week to week, whatever it is, and that is likely generating drama between the team, particularly if employees who don't know one another well, you know, they might be in different locations or different departments, or hey, so many of us are working remotely right now. So let's say they see each other very rarely. They haven't had time to build up trust and really know one another as humans. And so when that is the case, the potential for employees to put even more emphasis on their teammates when things go awry versus processes skyrockets. So when was the last time you asked your team, where are you seeing hiccups in our process? You actually want a team that knows at least a little something about the full list of tasks that need to happen to fulfill a job duty. If you've got hiccups in your processes, that is likely causing drama. I always say, in the absence of fact, we humans, for some reason, never fill in the blanks with sunshine and butterflies. So take a look at your processes. Are things running smoothly? Or are you sometimes hearing employees talk about different departments or other teams? Here's some of the phrases I hear. They're just trying to make my work more difficult. They try to leave work till the last second, so they push it off onto us. They don't even do anything over there. Any of that sound familiar? If it does, man, is process improvement a great activity for you to engage in with your team. Not only will you get improved processes, but you'll have a team that understands the full breadth of work that is involved in doing anything in your place of employment, and they'll get to know one another. All right, the next place to look for drama, moving targets, shifting goals, changing priorities. Here's the thing. If your team is uncertain about what the priority is for the day or what you're going to celebrate, what should they be focusing on? They're all having conversations. They're all trying to figure it out and they're disagreeing. That uncertainty and those conversations are generating drama. So make sure that employees have clear expectations. And yes, in business, we absolutely have to be flexible. But consistency wherever possible in goals, priorities, targets. Where should your team be placing their focus? The next that I see often is unfocused time. Again, I don't know what it is about human nature, but there are just certain employees, not all, that if they have a little bit of downtime, they might get a little bored and they start thinking, man, I need a little energy, a little pick-me-up. I need a little drama. Unfocused time for some reason can tend to ignite your employees thinking about who said what about who does less work, who does more, gossip, all those kinds of things. Stop and picture for a minute what it looks like when the space shuttle takes off. Do you think anyone is paying attention to who did what, who did more work, who said what about who? No, they don't have time. They are hyper-focused on the mission. They each know exactly what they need to do, and there are dire consequences if things go awry. They have to rely on one another, trust one another. There's no time for drama. Now, do you want to have a team that's having to work at that level of intensity nonstop? Absolutely not. You want a little bit of downtime. You don't want people rushing. I mean, certainly one of the key resources that your team needs is time to do their work well. However, if there's too much lax time, too much empty space, you will likely be leaving room for drama to ignite. The next key cause of drama, inconsistency. A lot of times I see in organizations, unintentionally, that leaders are holding different employees to different standards. Ironically, sometimes what I see is what I call the rock star employees actually ending up having more correction conversations with their leaders than some of the troubling employees. What happens is a leader starts thinking, man, I really got to crack the whip. I really have to have some conversations with this team and whip them into shape. And then they think about talking to that employee over in the corner who gets really defensive every time you try to talk to them about anything. And then you think, I'll wait a little bit. In the meantime, I'm going to talk to Ted. Ted loves feedback. I'm just going to give him a couple little tips. The problem is, you know, a lot of times the leader has gone to Ted quite a few more times than the leader has gone to the person in the corner who gets defensive. So what happens is your rock stars can end up feeling like, what in the heck? I'm here all the time. I'm picking up the slack for my coworkers that aren't doing what they need to do. And now you're going to talk to me about that? So be really careful that you're holding everyone accountable to the same standards. You know, same standards for like positions and like circumstances. A lot of times when I'm speaking, I'll ask everyone in the audience to stop and picture their lowest performing employee. Then I'll ask, what would it be like in your department or in your business, your nonprofit, if everyone performed at that level? That's when I usually get little giggles, uncomfortable laughter. Here's the thing. If you're holding your lower performing employees to lower standards, your higher performing employees are likely frustrated. So take note. It's definitely a place to poke around. Think about what you've accommodated in terms of your lower performing employees. What conversations are you having with your rock stars? Is there consistency? Is there favoritism? Check it out. Look for areas where you need to improve. In addition, I want you to consider if there's inconsistency because of outside relationships. Let's say you have a friendship with someone who's working for you. Or if you're in a family business, very likely you have family members. The thing about inconsistency is whether it's fact-based or just a perception of others, that's the reality. So even if it's not true that you're treating someone better than other employees, if people look at it and decide, hey, I think they're getting better treatment and they have this relationship, they're brothers or they're friends outside of work, that perception alone can create drama amongst the team. So if you have relationships outside business, do all that you can to keep them separate from what's inside business. And definitely even communicate it outright with the rest of the team. Say, like, I am making business decisions based on business and not relationship. However, if you say that, make sure that it's true. The next key cause of drama, inadequate communication. Now, communication is either data in or data out, and you need good amounts of both to avoid drama. So, if you're a leader and you're not sharing enough with your team, again, now your team's in that world of assumption and they're going to fill in those blanks. Make sure that your team knows what's going on, what are the expectations, what's the vision of the organization. Fill in all those blanks for them. If you're going through a tough time, let your employees know what the plan is. That's a great time to rally everyone around, let them know, and have everyone participate as a team. Likewise, if you're not hearing employees, that piece is just as important. Your employees have unique perspectives on the work, on the equipment, on your customers, your clients, your patients. Everyone will have their own experiences and lenses that they're looking at circumstances through. Give your employees opportunities to share. They will feel valued and you will gain from their knowledge. Now, I always caution that if you do ask for input on a decision, or maybe you're working on process improvement and you pull together a team, make sure that when you're asking for information and they're sharing, you acknowledge the information they've shared, you show gratitude for the information that they've shared, and once you make decisions on any topics aligned with information they've shared with you or ideas or perspectives, give them at least a little bit of an update on one, the decision that was made, and two, why you made that decision. So, were you able to use insights that they shared or were you not? Let them know that so they realize that you value the information. Asking for the information doesn't require you to make decisions or take actions based on what they've shared, but do definitely recognize it. And again, if as much as you are able to share what you used to make your final decision or determine the next best action. The last key cause, people problems. If you have issues on your team and you're not addressing them, it will create drama. I call it collateral damage. So if you have employees that are consistently using that 2.5 hours a week and more, engaging in drama, shifting focus away from your mission and vision, the objective of your nonprofit, your business, you are creating frustration amongst the team. If you lack accountability in the culture of your organization, it's your rock stars that are frustrated. They're the ones waiting for you to take a stand. Set clear expectations, hold people accountable, do something to take action to make sure that you have the right people on your team, people that have the right attitude and the aptitude that they need to help meet your important impact. All right, that's it. I just handed you a lot today. I'm going to do a quick recap. And then as always, these will also be in the show notes, which you can find at defeatthedrama.com. Click on the podcast site and then go to episode 164. So here's the quick rundown again. 1, drama outside the workplace. So those are your life is hard sympathy card employees. 2, process problems. 3, moving targets, shifting goals, changing priorities. 4, unfocused time, where they have too much flexibility to ignite additional drama through gossiping, worrying about things that aren't really focused around your business. 5, inconsistency, whether factual or perceived, where employees feel like someone's getting favoritism, better treatment, others are being held to higher standards. 6, inadequate communication, either data in or data out. And 7, people problems. If you're allowing people problems, you're creating that collateral damage where others are picking up the slack, getting frustrated, and waiting and wishing and hoping that you would start holding people accountable, taking action. All right, that is it for today. So thank you so much for joining me. And if you're ready to take action and not quite sure what that next step looks like, I have a few spots left in my calendar. I've got 12 minutes to give you a leadership breakthrough. Let's give it a try. Go to defeatthedrama.com/call to claim your spot now. I look forward to connecting with you. If delegating is more your issue, getting your team to follow through on what you need them to do, I've also got a free ebook. You can find it at defeatthedrama.com/delegation sheet. And that's the 6 simple steps to great delegation. So I look forward to connecting with you more. Get out there, make your great impact, and make it a great day.